say, you better do some talking, 'cause my taxi's on its way. We used to set the nights on fire, now every day is the same. Well, now you've got 5 minutes to kindle the flame. Not much time to change my mind. It'll take a miracle, no doubt. And you got 5 minutes to figure it out. You could start to please don't leave me, and end with I love you. And if you'd only kiss me, lay.
Local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Opening statement set for this morning in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Alec Baldwin for a fatal shooting on the set of his low-budget Western.
The prosecution and defense will each get a chance to lay out their case in court in Santa Fe, New Mexico, after a jury was seated in day one of Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial, which is scheduled to last 10 days. The prosecution has said that Baldwin bears responsibility for the shooting death of Rust cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021, that Baldwin pulled the trigger on a gun during rehearsal and blew off firearms training. Baldwin maintains the gun misfired. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The NATO summit is underway in Washington, D.C. Ukraine's defense against Putin's invaders, the main subject. President Biden announcing air defense systems are on the way, including Patriot missile batteries. With the Republican convention opening next week in Milwaukee, federal judge Brett Ludwig there ruled protesters cannot march through a security zone around the convention hall. This is ABC.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mostly lower. August down 30 to 2013, September down 19 to 2054, October down 5 to 2045, and November milk steady at 2002. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels steady at 194, 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 196 and 3/4, 15 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 to 314, 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1/4 to 118, 5 trades on the day. Dry whey up 0.5 to 49 even, and 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moving with triple-digit losses. They had been higher early in the session, but then midday box beef prices came out lower. That spooked the traders not only in live cattle, but also the feeder cattle markets. Hogs also then followed suit, moving lower, even though pork cutout values were mostly higher. The trade still concerned about the consumer demand. August live cattle down $2 to $182.35. August feeder cattle down $3.45 to $255.72. July hogs down 35 cents to $89.32. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets mostly higher. Some short covering along with strong ethanol margins helping to support the corn market. Soybeans are mostly lower. Warmer temperatures and much needed moisture is going to help with soybean crop development, and that pressured the prices. Wheat markets mostly higher on a short covering bounce. July corn up 4.5 to 4.25. New crop up 3/4 to 4.08.5. July beans down 12.75 to 11.61.5. New crop down 19.5 to 10.80. July soybean meal down 3.30 to 3.76.20. July soybean oil down 2.14 to 46.86. July wheat in Chicago up 1.25 to 5.54.25. Minneapolis wheat July steady at 6.21. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn at 342, August and September 342, new crop 354. Cash beans at 1071, new crop at 10 even. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 374, August 369, September 364, and new crop 363.5. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 372, August 372, new crop 363. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn 347, new crop 353. Cash beans at 1079 and new crop at 1005. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn at 356, new crop 358, cash beans 1074, new crop at 995. Red Wing Grains cash corn 377, August 369, new crop 363, cash beans 1114, August 1103, new crop at 1021. Meanwhile, at Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 344, new crop 353, cash beans 1086, and new crop 1008. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 183 to 206, Holstein fed cattle 164 to 183, market cows 99 to 145, bulls 140 to 175, calves at 300 to 990, feeder cattle, beef steers 167 to 435, and Holstein steers 190 to 335. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 180 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 150 and down, and bucks 120 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 25 to 230, fed lambs 192 to 201, ewes 85 to 117.50, and goats 10 to 210. That is the check of markets. As you can hear, we're at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. I'm Brian Winnikins.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today, 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 60 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 82. We're going to keep warming it up, too, with upper 80s to low 90s by the weekend. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Without leaving a number,
said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe what kind of man would hang on that long, what kind of love that must be. She waited 3 days and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. Should've listened to it a little more, then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? And I still love you. I still love you.
Go ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I didn't want you, well, you know I'd be alive. And those big blue eyes are too hard to resist. I'm not that kind of man. Oh, usually I'm strong, but it's getting hard to tell between what's right and what is wrong. What you mean? I can't help myself. If you belong to someone else, I'd leave you alone, darling, if I could. But I want you bad, and that ain't good. I want you bad, girl, that ain't good. I want you bad, 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 and that ain't good.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Colin Ray and I watch you bad here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the low 60s across the region this morning, and another beautiful day expected today with temperatures back into the 80s. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski. Had a chance to talk with Secretary Romanski at the Farm Tech Days Media Day. So we're going to talk with the Secretary here. We're going to actually have two separate interviews here on the Morning Farm Report, but we'll have our first part coming up this morning next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A pipeline project has been partially approved in Iowa. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
A huge portion of a carbon pipeline project has taken a step forward. Its service will provide a public convenience and necessity. That, according to a 507-page decision from the Iowa Utilities Board, granting process approval for Summit Carbon Solutions. CEO Lee Blank says there's still plenty of work ahead.
It's an early indication of the acceptance and what this project can actually mean to Iowa agriculture. So we're very pleased with the IUB's decision.
The board says it will require Summit to submit many revised exhibits before construction's allowed. Blank says the project is good for Iowa, which hosts the largest piece of the pipeline, a 688-mile segment across 29 counties, built for 18 million tons of CO2, and so far is connected to 57 biorefineries capable of producing 16 million tons. And until carbon is better sequestered in the system, Midwest crops are not yet able to qualify for new markets like sustainable aviation fuel.
And so it's extremely important that the infrastructure project that we're working on gets accomplished. Otherwise, we'll be importing ethanol into the U.S. to service the sustainable aviation fuel market, which is a massive market, much larger than what the ethanol industry is supplying today.
Over double, in fact. The SAF market is projected to be worth $40 billion. Overall, the status of the pipeline project continues to move. Summit has been through the hearing process and is now waiting for an end-of-summer ruling in North Dakota on both pipeline construction and permits to sequester carbon. In South Dakota, they will soon refile for the permit process. So with the permit in Iowa, Blank says the next step is?
We now will start focusing on the additional laterals that we added with the addition of Poet and Valero, which will be another administrative process for us to walk through, much like we just walked through on our baseline permit.
As for concerns with 3.3 million miles of commodity pipelines across the country, Blank claims they are proven to be safe. Additionally, Summit is building new.
A state-of-the-art pipeline system that we can monitor and address in a much quicker and more proficient fashion than what's historically been built for commodity pipelines. So we feel very good about and say very firmly that we'll build the safest infrastructure pipeline system in the history of the country.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show Hair Grow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using Hair Grow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try Hair Grow today to feel and look your best. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today, 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 82. We're going to keep warming it up, too, with upper 80s to low 90s by the weekend. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
About your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and a run in your hose, and God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile, but every once in a while I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you, usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me.
You, 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 you. number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you usually, but occasionally I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. Oh, me. Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. All stand up. Lucky to rust or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Joe Diffie and Pickup Man here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low 60s across the region this morning. Looks like we'll see afternoon highs in the 80s. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Well, on July 16th, from 11 to 1, the Penn State Center for Agriculture and Shale Law will conduct the latest installment in its quarterly dairy legal webinar series. Each quarter's free one-hour webinar covers the legal and regulatory developments in the U.S. dairy industry from the preceding quarter, as well as an in-depth look at a single focus topic of law, regulation, or government policy of interest to dairy professionals. This quarter's topic, U.S. state milk pricing and supports. It's the second part. Did you know, in addition to the federal milk marketing order, seven states have their own pricing systems? They include Maine, Montana, Nevada, New York, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. And the second part of the U.S. state milk pricing and supports will provide an overview of the three western state systems, including Montana, Nevada, and North Dakota. Just visit the University of Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania State University website, rather, for more information. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. For 3 years, the Mexican government has been threatening to limit the importation of genetically modified yellow corn from the United States in a bid to protect their local farmers. But following the election of a new president, Mexican officials have dropped those plans. I'll have more after this.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Last week, Mexico's incoming government announced a significant shift in policy regarding yellow corn imports. Julio Bertigeau, the new agricultural minister under President-elect Claudia Sheinbaum of Mexico, stated that the administration will not pursue the previous goal of reducing yellow corn imports. Instead, the focus will be on maintaining self-sufficiency in white corn production, which is essential for making tortillas a staple in Mexican cuisine. The decision marks a big departure from outgoing President AMLO's policy, which aimed to cut down on yellow corn imports and increase local production. Most of the yellow corn imported by Mexico from the U.S. is genetically modified and used as livestock feed. Despite efforts to boost domestic production, Mexico has continued to import around $6 billion worth of yellow corn annually. The new administration's move is driven by practical considerations. The demand for yellow corn in Mexico is expected to remain high, particularly due to the growing livestock sector. With the country's appetite for meat products increasing, maintaining a steady import of yellow corn is crucial. In a broader context, this policy shift also has implications for the ongoing trade dispute between the U.S. and Mexico over genetically modified corn. The U.S. has argued that Mexico's restrictions on GM corn lacked scientific basis and violate the trade agreements under which the U.S., Mexico, and Canada all work. A formal ruling on this dispute is expected by the end of the year. Ag Minister Bertigeau emphasized that while the goal is to produce more locally, achieving self-sufficiency in yellow corn within the next 6 years is not realistic. Instead, the administration will focus on enhancing white corn production and addressing environmental concerns, such as reducing deforestation, which they claim is linked to agriculture. For U.S. corn farmers, this is good news. Mexico remains the top buyer for U.S. corn, and this policy ensures that demand will continue. I'll have more when we return.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing,
Contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Trade officials and corn exporters were relieved last week to hear that the Mexican government will be dropping its goal to cut imports of yellow corn from the United States. It's good news, especially since 2024 looks to be the second record year in a row of corn sales into that country, with nearly 22 million tons of U.S. corn sold into Mexico. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50.
Trade officials and corn exporters were relieved last week to hear that the Mexican government will be dropping its goal to cut imports of yellow corn from the United States. It's good news, especially since 2024 looks to be the second record year in a row of corn sales into that country, with nearly 22 million tons of U.S. corn sold into Mexico. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Only New Nordic uses wild Swedish blueberries because of their superior concentration of color pigments, which are vital to eye function and health. New Nordic's blueberry eye supplements are Scandinavia's number one selling natural eye formula. But now you can find them at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's blueberry eye supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I was there.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We ain't
And I'll be watching for the slightest sign of a spark. And I'll be here if you should want to turn to me. 'Cause we ain't done nothing wrong. We've just been lonely too long. No, we ain't done nothing wrong. We've just been lonely too long. We ain't done nothing wrong. We've both been lonely too long.
With the news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins reporting from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Farmers National Company says the agriculture land market has been exceptional over the past 5 years. Value gains showed up on all classes of land in every region of the country. A lot has changed in the last 12 months, and even more has changed in the last 5 years, said Paul Shedegg, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Options. Moving into the second half of 23, in the first half of this year, we've experienced significant increases in interest rates and declining grain markets along with inflation. Despite the negative pressures, Shedegg says the land market has been relatively resilient. However, it does show signs of settling in general, including single-digit decreases in specific areas. As buyers continue land purchases during the second half of 2024, the additional expense for interest and lower commodity prices will be at the forefront of decision-making. Agricultural land has never been more valuable, added Shedegg. Eight of the nation's top agriculture, biomass, and greenhouse gas life cycle scientists filed a brief July 3rd challenging the faulty assumptions underpinning a number of attacks on the renewable fuel standard. The brief was filed in the District Court of Appeals in Washington. Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor highlighted the importance of the brief, calling it a clear signal. It's time for environmental advocates to stop parroting fossil fuel companies and start supporting low-carbon biofuels at the gas pump, Skor said. Decades of data have been demonstrated again and again that bioethanol has not increased crop acreage. She points out that U.S. farm acreage is largely unchanged since the 30s. Even the Department of Energy rejected similar claims in a letter to Growth Energy, acknowledging the scientific consensus that U.S. ethanol slashes greenhouse gas emissions by 44% to 54%. It's time for skeptics to forget debunked research, Skor added. U.S. beef exports value topped $900 million in May. That's the highest point since June of 2023. According to data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, U.S. beef exports totaled 110,133 metric tons, down 5% from a year ago, but the second largest amount in 2024. Beef export value reached $902.4 million in May, 3% higher than last year and the highest in 11 months. Exports trended higher year over year to Japan, Mexico, the ASEAN region, the Middle East, the Caribbean, and Central America. January through May, beef exports followed a similar trend, increasing 5% in value to $4.29 billion, despite a 4% decline in volume. May pork exports totaled 251,447 metric tons, down 4% from a year ago and valued at $715.8 million. That's 2% below last year. Shipments to leading market Mexico were below last year's volume, but still trended higher in value, topping $200 million. Appropriation leaders in both chambers of Congress will convene this week with the goal of working out key spending plans. Farm Policy News says the coming weeks are critical for pushing funding bills ahead of the upcoming August recess. The Senate Appropriations Ag FDA Subcommittee scheduled to mark up its fiscal year 25 spending bill Thursday. Senate appropriators will unveil their fiscal 25 Ag FDA spending bill in the coming days, ahead of what's expected to be another bruising federal spending clash with House Republicans. Democrats have already expressed staunch opposition to the House GOP agriculture spending bill, which includes spending cuts and a controversial pilot program to test restrictions on the type of foods people can buy with SNAP benefits. The House Appropriations Committee is set to vote on that bill July 10th. The agriculture FDA funding proposal published Monday would allocate $25.9 billion in discretionary spending for fiscal 2025. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside who really did all the work. Let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today, 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 82. We're going to keep warming it up, too, with upper 80s to low 90s by the weekend. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Met a guy on a red eye. He spotted my guitar and said, "What do you do?" I said, "I sing for a living. Country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues." He said, "I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that?" I just looked at him and laughed and said, "'Cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." So I offered him tickets. I said, "You'll see what I mean if you show up tonight." He said, "I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey man, I'll try." Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, "Man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me.